Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, welcome in on a Tuesday. Good to have everybody aboard. We got a jam-packed show for you. Top 10 Rico not in the building. Top 10 Rico not here. The dress shirt is
top 10.
Top 10 Rico.
You know what? I'll bring it back tomorrow.
Yes. You got a top 10 program. Act like it. All right. Let's get to business, shall we? I want to jump in on something because I heard it discussed a little bit on the morning show. I know Channel 7 did a report on it. And there's a lot. This is a fan issue. Now, it's a fascinating one that there are Lion fans getting their tickets revoked for violation of policy. And it's not hurling garbage on the field or hurling racial epithets or throwing ice cream cones at children. It is a violation of the sale policy. Now, what was really interesting is when the story broke, obviously it had hit on social media. I don't have social media, but that doesn't preclude people from texting me and going, hey. So one of the fans who lost their tickets 15 years ago is a guy who cut my hair. I knew him as Paul or Pavel. He's from Sterling Heights. Now, I can just disclose you that this dude was the biggest Lions fan then. Clearly, I don't think anything changed. As I would laugh my ass off seeing him in every TV commercial with the team telling you to buy tickets. So clearly he didn't become less of a fan. So he ended up calling the morning show. And it was weird to hear his voice. I hadn't talked to him in probably 10 years. The point is, this story is going to be a question, Rico, that I'd like to tackle with you and talk to the fans about is, okay, did the team do this guy dirty? Now, it's complicated, right? Because you have fans like this gentleman who moved to Philly. Life takes you different places. Guy's originally from Sterling Heights. Guy's been to every... I don't remember a time back when I would see him every couple weeks. Never missed a game. And I had some people go do a little deep dive into social media and his social platforms. Guy was at every game last year. I mean, home and away. Guy flies in every week. Mm-hmm. So the report from Channel 7... last night, I go, okay, this is going to pop off now. This is going to be more than, hey, did you hear the news? So we can play some audio. And it is complicated, but it comes back to a principal question. Did the team owe this guy more? Yes or no? And can we all finally agree on something that our Uncle Mikey, Nona Mike, has preached to you now for two decades? These teams do not care about you. You are a number. But I was there for the pass back and forth, kinda. Don't care. You are a number. And if you're not going to pay, they put a bullet in your skull. And someone else takes your seat. You are but a footnote in history. Mm-hmm. I've always used the example. When the Yankees built that hideous new ballpark, there were families who had tickets since the days of Joe DiMaggio. I can't afford the price increases. So, gone. They don't care about you. So he called the morning show because John and Jim were stumbling around with this topic. They were struggling. And he called to set the record straight, which is this dude didn't sell tickets for money. He would sell some of his tickets to then buy the best seat he could in row one.
Yeah.
He owned 8 season tickets. He's owned tickets for 25 years.
Started, according to the conversation, bought tickets when he was 16, put them in his name at 18.
All correct.
And then when the team was bad, was encouraged, hey, would you like to purchase more seats?
This guy was tailgating during 0-16. Okay? Yeah. That's the type of dude you're talking about. Now, candidly, I haven't talked to him in 10 years. I'm not going to speak to who he is today. I can just tell you, I don't think the fandom died when you're at every home and away game and you're featured in the television commercial as, hey, buy tickets. You can be this human.
I think the fandom is still there.
Yeah, that's my point.
No, I'm right. I'm for the fact that he's like not trying to sue the team. He's just standing outside the building saying, will somebody talk to me?
And there's my, we'll get to that in a moment. Now, David has been kind enough. He edited the audio because, candidly, it was a bit long-winded, and I want to be more effective for our people. So he was asked the question, well, how many tickets do you have? David, can you play sound one, please? That's classless. There's no other way around that. You don't even have to think what this guy was doing is right or wrong. And mind you, reinvested all the money. I hate the policy in sum total. See, to me, last I checked, I pay you for something that's mine.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the idea that the fine print on tickets is this is a privilege, these are not a guarantee, and boop, 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 boop. Now listen, you do X, Y, and Z. You cuss at people. You get in fights. You make fun of kids. You throw things at players.
Right.
You're gone. That's called a decency clause.
Right.
You know what I don't think the team's got a right to anymore? The buying and selling of tickets when they're in the business of buying and selling tickets, taking million-dollar deals with ticket brokerages.
Uh-oh.
Case in point. It's just factual.
Right.
Hey, it's the equivalent of? A team telling you, how dare you bet on our games. Cutscene presented by FanDuel.
Or there's a FanDuel casino right there at the ball field.
But how dare you? All right, number two, David, how many tickets did he sell? And then the last one is, has he heard from the team? Rico foreshadowed it. Let me help
Sorry.
You. No. Number three, David. So here's my question, guys. Did the team do him dirty? And look, there is a wait list. I do understand that. But see, here's my problem. If you're mad at this guy for owning 8 seats and selling them to get a better seat, that's not being a ticket broker. The ticket broker sells the seats and goes to Cayman Islands. He's also paying the freight. Let me tell you another dirty secret about owning tickets to sell them. It rarely works. Only when the team is great. And what I would advocate is this guy has spent his money, or as I used to tell him back in the day, lit his money on fire for 25 years. What did his loyalty get him? Not a phone call. See, this is where I think the Lions, they ought to make it right. And they ought to at least have a conversation of, all right, here's the deal. You ain't buying 8 tickets, but you can. How much do you want to spend? And you can buy a pair. And we'll call it a day.
Well, see, here's the thing. Because according to the conversation he had with Cookies this morning, the seats that he buys, those front row seats, he was like, okay, you can keep the 8. Can I just buy the 2 and have my buddy sign them over to me?
Nope.
And those will be mine? No. Sorry. We good.
But do you, and I know you understand it, so maybe it was.
No.
It was about to be rhetorical. It's just. There is something I think Lions fans are going to have to get used to. It's that this illusion the team cares about you is just that. It's an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
You got to stop with the, well, I'm a real fan. No, you're a number. That's it. You're nothing more than a convenience. So now that the team is good and they've raised your ticket prices, by the way, I defended the team raising the prices. So I don't want to hear from anybody down there. You got a business to run, run it. This isn't how you run a business. I think these policies, that certainly the Lions are not alone, so let me just say all sports, I think it is patently absurd when people buy season tickets that they are then told what to do with those tickets. All right?
Right.
This isn't the Arsenal Football Club. This ain't the EPL. Ain't nobody trying to hear it. People pay exorbitant money for those tickets. Life gets in the way. You want to sell them? You got a case of diarrhea? You don't feel like going? You do what you want to do. I think it's laughable that the team gets to do everything they want to do all the time. And the minute this guy didn't make any money. This guy went broke going to these damn games.
No, but they looked and found out that he sold his tickets. So when they did the audit, it was like, well, you sold all your tickets. So now you're just a ticket broker
on
your own.
So where's the conversation?
To me, the conversation is a man who's been buying season tickets since 16 and in his name since 18, and if he's in his 40, has invested so much in your organization. That's a real fan. He stuck by you when you were hot garbage water. And yet, now that you're on top.
You're not on top, though. That's the funniest part.
You can't even have a conversation. You know, even if it's okay, we didn't approve of this, but let's work this out. Because this will be your warning, and this is because of the air quote loyalty that he paid in. He's put so much equity into this team.
Well, here's the best part. Oh, so it's okay for the team to use his image in all their commercial and marketing.
Yeah, when you told me that.
Bro, like, every time you watch a Lions game, they're like, call 1-800-LIONS-BONER. He's front and center in the commercial, the pregame hype video that they play. He's in it. If the Lions want to make it right, A, you owe the guy a phone call. B, hey, let him buy the two most expensive tickets that are unaccounted for. Anybody's crazy.
Put him in the front row. No, seriously. It's an easy fix. Okay, we'll take away the A. Since you want to sit in the front row, pay the front row two seats.
That's it.
It's yours. Happy hype video day, and let's move forward.
Sell him again, you're dead.
Right.
Got it. But the point is, he was selling the eight to spend his money to still go to the game.
And he goes to the games on the road.
All of them. So, which is patently absurd, but God bless.
But right, for them to sit there and act like, well, you know, you're not a real fan. Like,
well, yeah, okay, and let me do this. 248-539-9797. Here's the email you get after 25 years of loyalty.
You want to give them to him next?
Yeah, you're right. You know what? I want to. That is personal growth by you. I was about to send us into a late break vortex. Nice job by you.
No, I would have been over at Spacey Sprocket's desk.
Inside reference, 248-539-9797. Did the Lions do this guy dirty, yes or no? And why do teams get to have these policies about what you do with your tickets? Curiosity.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's how much they appreciate you. So look, we're talking about it. Channel 7 interviewed both guys. I mean, in another lifetime, 15 years ago, I actually knew the one guy. I haven't talked to him in over a decade, but you want to talk about a super fan? Yeah, I'll vouch 100%. That dude was out of his mind then, and clearly it didn't change.
Right.
He loves his team. So here's my thing. Did they do him dirty? My answer is yes. And if the Lions, look, here's my problem. And we're going to get calls from people today who have lost their tickets. Here's all I'll tell you. The minute you start getting rid of the people that have been there from the start, you are taking away some of the realest fans you have, and you are taking away some of your home field advantage. And again, team, look, this is how I feel
Hold on. Before you get to that, and if you don't think that that's real, think about the playoffs when you started, the cost of the tickets go up. I don't think it was the same crowd for that Commanders game that was there for all season, and you saw the difference.
Turned into a wine and cheese crowd. You nailed it. You're 1,000% right. So here's the email you get after 25 years and spending into the six figures. To protect the integrity of our tickets and do the best to serve our fans, the Lions conduct an annual review of our loyal Lions member accounts. Our internal review of your account activity indicates a level of resale or transfer activity inconsistent with personal use of your Lions tickets, and we have made the decision not to renew your ticket membership for 25. The Lions season ticket memberships are a revocable license subject to Lions ticketing policies. That's another issue with this I would just like to highlight, guys. Why are teams allowed to have these policies? The policy itself is an absurdity. We didn't renew your tickets. Wait for it. Reverse it. Flip it. I give you money. You give me ticket. As long as you're not Hulk Hogan fighting people, as long as you are not doing egregious illegal things or assaulting people.
No, you're not the Yankees fans trying to take the ball out of the glove.
Those guys, gone.
Right.
Oh, you hurled insults at a player wife. Gone. Oh, look, you're throwing sex toys on the field. Shout out Buffalo. None of that. We didn't renew your ticket. We're in the upside down. I don't know why anyone buys them at this point. They're ridiculously expensive. You can get a TV the size of your house for less. And now the team is telling you the minute. I mean, it's basically living in the movie 1984. Mm-hmm. These are Orwellian policies.
Good reference.
I'm refreshed. I'm back.
Kenny, you know, oh, never mind. He's on.
David, what's the initial, you know, kind of review from the ticket texters? And I want your thoughts on it. I mean, and again, if you guys think the team didn't do him dirty, you have a right to that opinion. I'm not mad at you if you feel that way. But I let's just get the facts aboard. If you're going to attack this particular guy, the dude was at every game last year, home and away. You want to talk about being a real fan? Mm-hmm. I think that's insanity. If we're having a discussion about real fan, sweet Jesus. David, go ahead.
There's a huge demand for Lions season tickets while they're great like this. If I can make two times on face value for selling a few home games, why can't I?
Yeah.
That should be the fans' right in a free market.
I am with you. It is why I hate the policy. You can hide behind said policy. I'm more interested in the conversation of the policy's existence.
I don't think the team did him dirty. If you opt into season tickets, you have to abide by the rules. I do think they should make right, though, but won't be surprised if they don't. That is Peter in Sterling Heights.
So the easiest thing for the Lions to do would be to call this guy and go, all right, let's fix this. Now, you ain't getting eight, you're not getting six, and you're not getting four. Pair. Yeah, spend the money, we'll put it behind us.
We'll give you the two that you really want because we put you in the video. You're a fan. You've invested in us. We'll call it even. Here you go, front row seats.
See, and I think that's the problem that I have with all this, and maybe they've reached out to him since he's been on the news and since he's been on the morning show. I don't know, but...
Well, you think they called him in the last 3 hours?
I don't know, but I would hope they would do that. That's the part that upsets me. Because, okay, you have a policy. While I don't agree with the policy, it is what it is. It's written there. But reach out to the guy. When he's reached out to you through this email, is the only communication. That's the problem that I have.
How about the guy?
Be human.
How about the guy sending proof of, if I sold my ticket, here's the money I handed right back to you?
Right.
What kind of relationship is this?
It's all there. One more text here from Gary in Westland. He says, the NFL put the fan of the year from Michigan in the last row at the Super Bowl. Complete irony of what they think of fans. It's all about the money.
And understand, teams have a right to raise ticket prices when they're good and have dynamic pricing. I backed the Lions doing it. But what I don't think you have a right to do is throw the baby out with the bathwater. You and I always get into these conversations about college football. You can make 90 cents of every dollar. Just leave the couple pennies in the tray at the 7-Eleven. Just don't take those.
Right.
So that's my point with this. You're making all your money. You have a waiting list. What do you care at this point? Let it alone and let the marketplace handle it. You want me to go to the people? We'll get back to ticket text later. Okay. Let's go to Bobby, 97.1. Bobby, what's going on, brother?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Bob. What's up?
27 years. Got bounced. These guys are crazy, man.
What happened?
My friends call me the biggest Lions fan ever. I mean, I could go deeper than 27. But, you know, my dad worked for the Lions for 31 years. Okay? I grew up on the field. You remember the little Lions helmet they used to drive around on the field at the Silver Dome? I was riding in that thing. It was cool.
So what happened?
I grew up with the Lions. This is ridiculous. So I heard last year that they did this to some people, right? Last year it was small time, okay? This year it's big time. So last year they took some tickets from a couple guys I know, okay? So this year, I honestly did sell a lot of games. But here's what I did. I said, look, I called my ticket guy, and I said, hey, what is the policy? Because I know, because I want to abide by the policy. Okay, so I called him, okay, and said, hey, you took some tickets from guys I know last year that said they sold too many. Which, by the way, they put it right on the damn thing. It's so easy. You just hit the button that says sell. It goes to Ticketmaster, and you put them right on there. It takes 2 minutes, and you raise and lower your prices, and you sell the tickets. And the Lions and the NFL sanction this with Ticketmaster, and they get paid for it. So they're getting a kickback from Ticketmaster for selling these tickets. So let's make that point too. Okay, they put it right on your account. It says transfer or sell. You hit one of the buttons.
Just don't do it too much. Don't do it too much for our liking, even though you're using our partner.
Correct. However, I asked them what's too much for your liking, because I want to know, because I will abide by it. I had a lot of problems going to these games this year. I couldn't make them. So I called them. I said, hey, I don't want to go over the limit. What is it? Is it four games sell? Five games I sell too many? Give me the number. Then I'll just give them away. I won't sell them. There is no policy. It's really vague. It's whatever's conducive to personal consumption. You know, some vague lawyer bullshit.
Whoa, with the language. But I know, Bobby, you were getting comfortable.
Bobby was heated.
You were comfortable. We were comfortable.
No, Bobby was heated.
I know, but I really wanted to continue listening. God, I wish we could just cuss. I mean, honestly, could we just, please?
It's always weird when I'm listening to Evan cut up the cast of tickets. Mm.
liberating, isn't it?
It's like, what did Cookie just say?
But to his point, okay, so according to him, very vague policy. Okay, so the best part is it sounds like your ticket rep doesn't even control this. They do an internal review above your ticket rep. Mm-hmm. So then what's the point? And again, a dear friend of mine worked for a local team for a long time in ticket sales. You do develop a relationship with people. See, if you don't empower people to handle their people, that's a faulty system. Now, this sounds like, feels like, seems like the ticket rep for Paul, the guy who had the tickets 25 years on Channel 7 last night, can't do nothing for him and it's above his head. Sounds like Bobby couldn't get the answer he needed from his ticket. That's where I start to have issues.
Because it doesn't sound like there's anything consistent with the policy that if I tell David one thing and then I tell you something, I don't need you two comparing notes.
Fact is, there shouldn't be a policy.
See, it's right. And here's a ticket text just came in. I live in Oklahoma. My rep knows I sell them to a friend in Michigan and he urged me to keep going, doing what I'm doing on the auto renew program. So this guy's being told, keep doing what you're doing. But then others are being told, not can't do that.
So he sells them to a friend in Michigan, but that's okay. But then Paul, who called the morning show, sells them to Lions fans to then spend his money with the team to get a better seat and travels on the road. Now, I must miss where the team's paying for his per diem on that.
But I think you missed the, as you like to say, the quiet part out loud. There's probably a certain dollar value. It's almost like if you make a certain amount of money, you get bumped into a new tax bracket. You sell your tickets for here, good. $1 over.
Sounds like, feels like, seems like.
Sounds like, feels like, seems like.
248-539-9797. Thank you, Tecumseh Tom. We'll get Kenny's opinion on it. And honestly, it's really about you guys, the fans. Have the Lions revoked your tickets? Do you think the team did this guy dirty who called the morning show? Tickets for 25 years? And really, what do you make of these policies now telling you what you get to do with your tickets? That's just silly to me. Team ought to be happy anyone's paying for it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's get straight to the people. Fan issue, Channel 7 reached out to a couple of the Lions fans who had tickets revoked. One of them called the morning show. Tickets for 25 years. Went to every game home and away. Had 8 tickets. Yes, he sold many, but to buy better tickets. Can't get anybody to talk to him. I just don't think that's how you treat your customers. And I don't disagree with teams raising prices, but I disagree with policies. We are not renewing your tickets. Yeah, you got that backwards, Jack. You didn't get into a fight. You didn't hurl slurs. You didn't throw things on the field. I'm sorry. I don't think teams should have that right. I think it's disgusting. Teams are telling hardworking people what to do with their tickets once they've got their money. It's not right.
No.
And guess what? Here's the other thing I hate to break to people. If you're going to be one of these people who calls up and goes, yeah, well, if you're a loyal fan to the team, life. It happens. Well, get one.
Well, here's what you should see. Loyalty is not a two-way street. Loyalty is somebody who supported you when you were 0-16 and had 8 season tickets, and then you got rid of them. Which one is loyal? Which one is not? Mm. Looks like, seems like, feels like to me.
We go to Mark, 97.1. Mark, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
How are you?
I'm great. I feel this way. I agree and disagree with you guys. I agree with the point is sooner or later it's circular, meaning that the team is going to be bad again. And the fans that you got rid of, like you guys said, you're going to be begging for them back. You treated them dirty. My whole thing with that being said is you should let the guy keep his 8 tickets. That's where I disagree with you guys, because he bought them. He didn't do anything wrong in my eyes. I've been a season ticket holder for over a decade. And for you to treat somebody like that, like you said, Rico, about the Washington game, it was like they were on their hands. It's like corporate people were there instead of the true loyal fans. Mm-hmm. You don't treat people dirty like that. And my problem is, what was that same energy when they sucked?
That's right.
Where were you trying? Yeah, why weren't you getting rid of him when he sucked? When he sold his 8 tickets, when they sucked, when 0-16, 3-13, 4-12, you guys were encouraging, oh, it's okay, it's okay. But now that you got 30,000 people waiting, all of a sudden, your Instagram model. Everybody wants you. Now, all of a sudden, you want to be the hot thing. That's mm-hmm. unfair to the fans. And I understand, I'm a realist. It's entertainment. You don't owe me anything, but just treat me fairly. Or at least give me the illusion that you treat me
the
fairly.
The illusion of fairness. You just nailed it. At least, I don't know, buy me a drink before you know what, okay?
Yes,
I mean, come on. Jesus.
Or a kiss on the cheek. Or at least a kiss on the cheek.
Here's a wine cooler, Mike. There you go.
Yeah, a little Bartles and James for everybody.
Some Boone Farms. Can we have some Boone Farms?
Yeah, I'll take the peach. I mean, yeah.
Got to go with the strawberry.
Mark, I hear you loud and clear. I mean, Jesus. That's really all you ask for. Right. Just the illusion you care.
Right. That's why I just pick up the phone. But the whole loyalty thing, man, I think people's idea of what real loyalty is very skewed nowadays.
Let's go to Aaron, 97.1. Aaron, what's going on, bud?
Hey, Mike, I've listened to you since you were on the radio between somebody who put puppies on paper and the oldest guy I've ever heard in Lansing radio.
Oh, my gosh. Holy mercy, Aaron. Okay, noted. Okay.
No, we're going there. Because here's the thing. With this guy that's had 25 years of tickets, he gets NIL now. He should sue the NFL.
You can't.
To be able to get name, image, and likeness. They're using his image and likeness to make money in the stadium.
Here's your problem.
If they're not going to give him his tickets, you better give him his money.
Hold on. Slow down for 1 second, because I agree with you in principle. But in the fine print of those tickets, they get to use your name. They get to use your image. Mm-hmm. They get to put you on the Jumbotron. It's part of buying the ticket. Now, Aaron, I agree with everything you're saying. I think it's laughable for him to be a major part of their marketing, and then a week later they ace him out.
Exactly. No, and maybe it needs to. I hate the litigiousness of this society. I really do. But at the same time, guys like him, whether it's in Philadelphia or Detroit or L.A. or San Francisco, sorry, Rico, they should get together some kind of class action thing that says, wait, if you're not going to give me my tickets back, then you're going to pay me in some other way.
Yeah, and the team most likely, Aaron, honestly, the team will most likely go, all right, just edit him out of the video and move on. Look, you're never going to win. The whole point is the team should make it right. And again, guys, if there are other stories like this, I am not sitting here telling you that this is the only one. I do not like fans being removed because they paid money and they're selling tickets. I don't care. Oh, but there's a waiting list. And? Like, I just don't. I mean, you're raising the prices to a point people can't even buy the damn things. Mm-hmm. And as this is, I feel the same way when you get hospitals turning into real estate developers. You're a hospital. Stay in your lane. Teams shouldn't be in the ticket broker game. You're a team. Be a team. I don't like it.
Really, because it's like, how much money can you squeeze from your fan base? Like
all of it.
When is enough? Enough? Like it's
more.
Right.
Another.
It's like that Kobe commercial. More.
More. You want the answer? Here, more. Sit in a team meeting about how to get more money from fans. Another.
More.
It never stops. Right. I wouldn't be shocked if they charge you to pee at this point. Coming 2030, premium urination.
We got the quarter and the dollar urinals.
$1.50 upgraded urinal cakes. Well, Kenny, you haven't spoken because I know the phones have been busy. Did the team do him dirty?
Oh, they absolutely did him dirty. And from what I'm gathering, they're going to revoke a bunch of people's ticket access and then proceed to sell them for more money, more than they would have made from their original buyer, which I think is just a
Feels like
a scummy thing to do.
Seems like. 248-53. When did we come up with that? Because that is tremendous. Was that during the
Tigers?
Yes,
that was when they made that club. That
Right.
The society.
1901 society.
1955.
They made the society. I love it.
1955 society. The Norm Cash edition.
Right. Let's get more of the people in the mix. Go to Ahmed 97.1. Ahmed, how are you?
How you doing, fellas? How you doing? You guys are great. This is awesome. But listen, I've been a season ticket holder now for 20 years. And most of the time, we take a bath on these tickets. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants them. The last couple of years, I ain't going to lie to you, the regular season tickets, well, I have 88 seats in Section 107, so almost 50-yard line seats. I always think they're great. But the last two seasons, I haven't went to a single damn regular season game. I went to the playoff games, but I sold them all. But then when they called us last year about this situation, trying to revoke the tickets, and they called it this year. My brother, who goes with me when we do go, is a little bit of a hothead and a lawyer, and he started talking ACLU and ADA and all kinds of stuff, and they've left us alone. They've threatened it twice, but they left us alone. But we did. But these are the only 2 years we ever – I haven't been to a single regular season game, and I did – sell the Washington Commanders game, but most of the 18 other years we've been taking a bath. You know, I don't know.
I said this. I think it is my opinion. It is when you pay your money, those are your tickets. You do as you please. I think it is ridiculous to have teams get in the business of legislating fandom. Life happens. The case of this guy, Paul, who called the morning show. He lives in Philadelphia. He's originally from Sterling Heights. I told you, I used to cut my hair 15 years ago. Like, bottom line, you can't question a dude's fandom. He's flying into town every week. He's going to every game. Here's an idea. You want to question his fandom? Then why is he up on the damn Jumbotron as a part of the hype video?
Oh, boy.
I mean, come on. It'd be so simple for the Lions to go, you know what? Let's make this right. Just real easy. Fix this. Just fix it. To me.
Looks like.
Feels like, sounds like, seems like. All right, we'll get back to the calls momentarily right now. David, music, football, things.
Well, Mike, what is your policy regarding running backs?
We do not pay them.
Well, the Eagles do. The Eagles are rewarding Saquon Barkley with a two-year, $41.2 million contract. He will become the NFL's first $20 million per year running back. Additional $15 million in incentives. The deal will include $36 million in fully guaranteed.
All it tells me is the cap is not real, Rico. I mean, I'm done. Yes, the Eagles got rid of Bradberry and Slay. That happens when you draft two All-Pros. But, I mean, honestly, cap's not real. I mean, can we just be done with it?
No, but once again, cap's never been real because the Saints are still in business. But, David, this tells me this is the tip of the cap. Thank you for helping us win a Super Bowl, for being up there as the MVP, for really turning us and making us bet. Like you're the top dog now. So that's why. And it's a two-year deal. So they're not, like, locked in forever.
No.
I'm actually okay with this for the person who it is. It's Saquon.
And guess what? They're still getting Myles Garrett. David?
Because the cap is?
Not right. It just can't be real at this point.
No, it can't be real at this point. Well, the Bears are getting their offensive guard. The Rams are trading Jonah Jackson to Chicago in exchange for a six-round selection. The Bears are taking on the entire contract for Jonah Jackson, $9 million in fully guaranteed, $17 million for next season.
Guy's been hurt for 2 years. He signed one of the 5-6 biggest contracts for a guard with the Rams. And as Ice Cube would say, here's what they think about you. They were going to cut you. Somehow the Bears decided, no, we just can't wait. More Jonah Jackson. And they gave up a sixth and took the whole contract. I that's as fugazi as it gets. I got nothing.
Come on. That's Ben Johnson.
I don't care.
Let Ben cook.
He wanted a guard. He wanted someone that knew his offense.
They were going to cut him.
I know. Well, I know.
But yeah,
he can cook. Just use a different burner. David?
My question for you is the Rams portion, because when they re-signed Matthew Stafford, Sean McVay went on NFL Network the next morning and said that, well, it's still open. The door's still open for Cooper Kupp. Does this open the door there for Cooper Kupp? Trading away Jonah Jackson.
Yeah, frees up a bunch of money that they can bring him back, especially if they could get him to restructure.
There's the key. If he's willing to take less and do something, I'm with Rico. Otherwise, I would take whatever money they freed up, and I'm using it to build that offensive line out. Just keep rolling, protect my aging quarterback. They're a good team already. Good, cheap defense, too.
So another signing today, and then another release today. So the Cowboys are signing their defensive tackle, Agadazua. I always mess that name up.
Jesus, David.
Odigizua.
Odigizua. Yep. You couldn't be worse pronouncing that if you tried.
I was closer. Odigizua, yep. A 4 years, $80 million deal. Now, this is basically just, when you put it together, 2 years of a franchise tag. Yeah. So guaranteed $58 million.
And they franchised him in order to get the deal done. Mm-hmm. But that, candidly, from everything I read, that might be the only free agent the Cowboys have that they re-sign. They're all in on this kid. He had 54 pressures, second on the team behind Micah Parsons. I think he had like a 6.1% pressure rate, outright snap to snap. Like, he was really good.
It is. It's just the Cowboys, and you just wonder how is this going to blow up in their face.
Because they keep signing all these guys, yeah.
Because it almost devalues him because he's there. Now, he's good, but it's just like, okay, but what does this mean for Dallas? How will you screw this up, Jerry?
So Davante Adams is then getting released from the New York Jets. That frees up $30 million in cap space. This was just like Jonah Jackson, but they actually released him and no one traded for him.
Yeah, he had a ridiculous salary. He's only going to go where Aaron Rodgers goes. So you know what? He's stupid for doing that. I mean, find a new team. There's going to be 31 other teams. Well, you can't go back to the Packers. Can't go to the Raiders. Can't go to the Jets. Find one of the other teams and maybe go there and get your Taco Bell in your house and be happy.
Perfect location. They should go to a tent in Brazil, do a bunch of ayahuasca, and puke all over each other. I want nothing to do with either guy.
Stay away is what you're saying. Well, stay away is what is happening here. Rico, I think you remember when I gave you the news a few days ago about Hard Knocks. It's going to be Bill Belichick and North Carolina NFL Films. They were coming to an agreement.
Right.
Well, that agreement has fallen apart.
Uh-oh.
Here's why, though. So the news came out, they were going to do it, and then came rumors that the NFL owners were upset that Bill Belichick was going to be a part of Hard Knocks. And just so days after, oh, we cannot come to an agreement. He's not going to be on it.
And that sucks. I actually would have been really interested in that. Seriously. Maybe I'm a loser.
So they didn't want to participate in this. They just didn't want Bill Belichick. How there bad do they hate this man?
A lot. I don't know.
Wow. That's some spite right there.
He's the only one sleeping with a 23-year-old. The hate is strong.
It is strong. Now, let's get to this, Michael, because it includes your team probably chasing a nut. Multiple league sources left their meetings with the Giants this week thinking a trade for the number one pick was likely. In that scenario, of course, it would be Cam Ward drafted number one overall. Your thoughts on that report?
I'll smash it, Chair. Honestly, I have told you from day one, this is what, do not do this. The Giants had the number one pick. Then they effed up and won a meaningless game with that putz Drew Lock. Now you mean to tell me in a bad quarterback class, you're going to give up pick three, pick 34, and next year's number two to move up two spots, giving up draft capital you do not have. No. It's like that commercial Kenny likes. No, 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 no. I absolutely will erupt.
So what you're saying is you're on the fence. You're number one too, Mike. Yeah,
thank you. I didn't need the foam finger to communicate you're number one. No, you know what I'm saying. It's so frustrating, man.
Wait, but okay, here's the only thing. If you move up to take Carter, I can live with that.
Oh, good for you.
No. If you're the Giants, like no, because if you move up to take one of the quarterbacks and it ends up not being any good, at least Carter, I see value there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Him and Thibodeau?
Yeah, we also, you know, I don't know if you've heard of this guy, Brian Burns. We're paying him $150 million. I love Abdul Carter. We don't have a quarterback.
Very true.
So sit at three, take Mason Graham. Go Blue. It's not difficult.
Well, David, do you have another one? Because here's what I've heard.
Oh, good.
That Justin Fields is probably going to be sticking with the Steelers. There's going to be a quarterback available, Mike.
You know what?
I know you're not talking about the guy. Oh, come on now.
Big Apple?
Just send him to send him to Vegas, man.
I hope a drone crashes into your house. Oh. What's that?
I thought somebody was knocking on the door.
Oh, wouldn't surprise me if they're replacing carpet mid-show. Why not? Hey, don't mind me, guys. Hey, you guys doing football? You guys doing football today?
I'm tapping like...
Hey, I think the Giants should draft Travis Hunter.
Two-way player.
Well, that is in football today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.